So what are the worst things that can happen to us in life? Yes, going to prison, as our last guest was talking about. But more commonly, what are some of the great misfortunes of life most of us go through? Yeah, well, somebody in the family dies. Perhaps it's a divorce. How about getting fired? That is one of the great blows of life. Suddenly, no income. Your sense of self is a little rattled. You're overcome by fear and despair and panic. Oh, my gosh, what do I do now? Well, I ran into a man a few months ago at the Chicago Small Business Expo where I was speaking. His name is Scott Sargis. Smart guy, I thought. He's got something to say about this. Actually, he reminded me of this. I'd forgotten. But I'd interviewed you before, right?
That's correct.
That was when I was working in the TV biz at CLTV. How did you come to devote so much of your work to helping people who suddenly and unexpectedly find themselves out of work? Because you're essentially an executive recruiter.
That's correct. Well, Bill, a little bit about my background. I've been in executive search for over 15 years, and I've written extensively on workplace issues for such publications as the Chicago Tribune.
Fine publication, if I don't say so.
And actually, this was my way of giving back, because executive search has been very good to me. I placed hundreds and hundreds of people across the world at companies like ITW, Motorola, and Wrigley Company. And actually, I got this idea in church one time to help people, to help themselves.
Now, why this particular way to give back?
Well, because one of the problems, and this is a key question that I think you'd agree with me on, is that when people lose their job, where do they go? Most people don't know where to go. They're lost.
Yeah, a lot of people go to the bar.
That's right.
Or they go and cry in their pillow, and you just don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Sometimes if you work for a big company like those that you've been working with, they'll help you with the outplacement and such. But generally, we're on our own.
That's correct. That's correct. So the key question I asked myself when I started this program was, what can I do to help people to help themselves? And that was the essence of this program when I developed it.
And what was the process you went through to put this program together?
Well, I looked at everything that was out there, and I tried to find the best way to help people to help themselves. And the first product that we've developed is called the Real Benefit Exercise. And what it is it's a technique, it's a tutorial that shows people how to sell themselves in the interview, because the most important part of getting a job is selling yourself in the interview.
Well, we'll talk about the specifics of the plan that you've got, but there's a website for that, realbenefitexercise.com.
That's correct.
And you're selling this. It's a DVD, $50. You're not trying to make money on this, though, are you?
No, it's a very reasonable cost. I mean, I purposely kept the price low because I want to help people to help themselves with this.
So let's talk briefly about that, the first initial shock of losing your job. In many cases, it's unexpected, and people still have bills to pay. They've got a family to run. There's the mortgage, you know, or the rent that they've got to pay. What are the first steps that they need to deal with? They're also emotionally shocked and probably suddenly feeling down on themselves. So do they start with healing that first, or do they need to take care of the nuts and bolts of life as a first step?
Well, there's three things I recommend for someone who's lost their job. First and foremost, you've got to get your psychological house in order. Second, I recommend networking. And third, selling yourself in the interview once you get an interview. First, with respect to getting your psychological house in order, there's a trauma involved with losing your job.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with that stress first. And you know, it could be, if you've got some money, it could be things as simple as getting a massage or seeing a therapist to deal with the stress. If you have no money, it could be things like paying visit to relatives you haven't seen in a long time, or just taking a long walk along on the lake, because you want to deal with that stress.
Or how about this? If you go to church, don't just take all the words that you hear each week as just pertaining to somebody else. You know, redouble your efforts to be more spiritually, have more spiritual things involved in your life.
Right. And get a transformation like your last guest as far as trying to improve what they did wrong in the past.
Yeah. We're talking with Scott Sargis. His main source of income is an executive recruiter, but for the purposes of this half hour, we're talking about his program, which is called realbenefitexercise.com. It's on a DVD. We might give some of these away in a few minutes. And it basically takes you through the full process of putting yourself and your life back together, and how to sell yourself, networking, all these other elements of finding a job that you can practice and develop, and it really does improve your chances of finding work. You're listening to The Money Show. My name is Bill Mahler. We'll be back with more of our conversation in a moment here on News Talk 720 WGN.
This Christmas season, decorate your home with the world's finest artificial Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, and spectacular decor from Tree Classics. Tree Classics is the place to go for first-class customer service and a no-mess, hassle-free holiday. At Tree Classics, you buy factory direct, saving 40 to 60%, in addition to their 10-year tree and 5-year light warranty. Visit their website at treeclassics.com or buy direct from their warehouse for an additional 20% take-with savings. Customers will travel from all over, and you should too. At Tree Classics Warehouse, you'll find over 150 spectacular trees on display, featuring their new worry-free mini lights and LED lighting technology. Tree Classics Warehouse is located in Lake Barrington at 22102 Pepper Road, 3 miles west of Route 59, just off Route 14. Just look for the snowman. The warehouse is open weekends only, Fridays 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you visit, be sure to mention this commercial for your free gift. Tree Classics, their price and quality cannot be beat. Watch Chuck Monday night on NBC5. Then visit the WGNRadio.com contest page and tell us the name of Chuck's nemesis.
It seems like it's always been part of the Midwest, but today, Osco is more than just a drugstore. They have wonderful, low-cost Osco Health screenings for diabetes, cholesterol, and osteoporosis, done right in the store. You can refill by phone with Osco's Express Prescription Refill Service. And Osco is right there alongside Jewel for the best in one-stop shopping. When a pharmacy does extra things for its customers, it says a lot about what they stand for and explains why more and more people keep coming back to Osco. Osco, count on people who care.
Get the picture? We do at Osco. Our new photo system makes it easier than ever to order digital prints. And our associates have been trained by Kodak, the name that stands for top quality. So you can be sure of great-looking prints in a variety of sizes that capture all your memories this holiday season. You can even order digital prints online at JewelOsco.com, including great holiday gifts and greeting cards. This season, make Jewel Osco your digital destination station.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your car's engine. Get to AutoZone today. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get $3 off Peak Long Life Antifreeze and Coolant with mail-in rebate. See store for details. Changing your coolant will not only protect your car's engine from rust, but you'll get freeze-up and boil-over protection too. When it comes to making your engine last, you can count on AutoZone. Make engine problems a thing of the past. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now, back to The Money Show on News Talk 720 WGN. Your host is Bill Mahler.
And my guest is Scott Sargis. He is a professional executive recruiter, but he has this sort of a side business going on. Doesn't make him money, but he does it because it's an important cause he feels that he's aligned his life with, helping people find work when they're either out of work unexpectedly or for whatever reason they find themselves on the outside trying to knock on that door to get back inside and get their career going again. You can call us at 312-591-7200. Here's Carol from Wakanda next on WGN. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I just have a question. I didn't really have to talk with anybody, but I just wondered if he had ideas for senior citizens who are looking for a job.
Hi, Carol. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
That's good. Carol, let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you had been working full-time?
I am working right now, but part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on my feet all day, and I'm looking for something that is sort of half and half, not all day on mm-hmm. my feet.
Well, one of the tips I have for you in one of the underutilized markets is the temporary market. There's a lot of companies that don't have enough talent to go around, and they've over the last few years they've been increasingly using temporary talent. So what I'd recommend to you is list with as many contract agencies as possible, get together a little bit about yourself, develop a short blurb, and then contact as many as possible.
Carol, thanks for calling. It's interesting you mentioned
okay.
you mentioned part-time work. We had a guest on about a month ago talking about that companies in America are going to be needing part-timers like nothing else because all of us baby boomers are going to be retiring and there aren't enough people in the pipeline behind who will be filling all those jobs. So, Carol, that's an excellent question you've asked. Scott, briefly, we got every line full. People want to talk about this. Should everyone be prepared for misfortune, for possibility of losing work?
Yes, because it's been an increasing trend to outsource whatever to India, China, et cetera. So you should always be prepared. Have your resume ready to go and always be prepared for anything.
And you had told me earlier that people should have a 30-second pitch, basically selling themselves. It's the elevator conversation.
Correct. As far as the, one of the best ways to get jobs is to network. And through networking, you can uncover probably 75% of the jobs that aren't even listed in the want ads. As part of that, I recommend developing a 30-second elevator pitch with 2 to 3 of your most important fortes, as well as what you're looking for. Practice and repractice it in a tape recorder until you have it perfected, and then use it on everybody you know.
Do you have your own pitch?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, start it.
Hi, I'm Scott Sargis. Nice to meet you. I'm an expert on jobs, careers, and labor issues, including I've been on the front lines placing people worldwide with companies like ITW, Motorola, and Wrigley Company. I've also written extensively on workplace issues for such publications as the Chicago Tribune. Is that 20 or 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's 20. That's good enough. All right, you're sold, baby. I'm hiring you. But, Scott, what's more important than the words, maybe, is the delivery. You've got to really sell it. And there's some techniques for that as well. You know, eye contact. You've really got to be personable, and some, they have to like you.
Right. And what I recommend as part of the real benefit exercise, that there's a three-letter icon, COP, in the P part, which is repeated practice in front of a video camera. Uh-huh. I recommend people should practice repeatedly in front of a video camera so they can see their flaws and then improve upon them.
A good handshake, eye contact, these simple things, because people make up their minds about whether they like you or don't like you in seconds.
Exactly, exactly. And as part of the video, I actually show you the right way and the wrong way, including how to greet somebody, how to shake their hand, how to not greet somebody and shake their hand.
My oldest boy, I remember repeating over and over with him about that when he was in high school, that you've got to look in the eye, have a good solid handshake, not a limp fish. Don't stare at the floor, look up, speak with confidence. These things matter, not just in looking for work, but in every contact that you make every day. Because it is true that in the first few seconds, people make up their minds. And if they get a first impression that's negative, you have to spend a lot of extra time to convince them that that first impression is wrong.
Right. And you also, as part of that, visualize success. Close your eyes and picture yourself succeeding in that situation.
Scott has this program. I'm holding a bunch of them right here that's on DVD. It's called Real Benefit Exercise. You can find out more about this by going to his website, realbenefitexercise.com. But what I think we'll do right now, why don't we have open up the contest line, Catherine, if we could. That's my producer, Catherine Delk. And that number is 312-591-7000. If you'd like to get this DVD, it's about 45, 50 minutes long. Is that right, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Good, helpful stuff in how to look for work. Maybe a mom wants to get it for their kids who are in college. We'll give away, let's say, 4 right now. So call, and the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th callers, Catherine, if you can keep track of all that, will win that contest. The phones are lighting up even now. Again, the number is 312-591-7000. We'll wrap up our conversation with Mr. Sargis in just a minute here on The Money Show on News Talk 720 WGN.
Think you could count up all your broken Christmas toys from the past? This year, how about fixing one? You know, a shattered dream, a wounded heart, a broken relationship. This Christmas, why not try giving yourself? After all, fixing a broken relationship is what got Christmas started. Getting people talking. It's our job. News Talk 720, WGN.
Diamonds. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands in every price range. Most GIA, AGS, or EGL certified, laser inscribed for your protection and guaranteed the lowest price. Half-carat marquee and other fancy-shaped solitaires are just $3.99. 1-carat solitaires are $5.99, $9.90, and $15.90. 2-carat solitaires are $19.90. 1-carat certified ISI quality are $2,900. We also have super large rounds and fancies, D-Flawless, and GIA triple excellent makes. Plus, we have over 50,000 mountings in stock and can set and size your ring while you watch. We also have thousands of earrings, tennis bracelets, and pendants. 1-carat eternity pendants are $3.49. 2-carat three-stone rings set in 18-carat gold and 2-carat diamond studs are only $19.90. Plus, no interest for 6 months on approved credit. Buy Factory Direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Villa Park. 630-530-0444. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Villa Park, 630-530-0444.
It only happens once a year, the Chevy Red Tag Sale. Time to see some red and save some green. Log on to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Take delivery by January 2nd.
And this is the final few minutes with Scott Sargis. He's the president of Strategic Search Corporation. That's an executive recruiting firm. And we've been talking about what he does basically because he feels he wants to give back to society, and that is develop this, he calls it the real benefit exercise. And it's a step-by-step approach that helps people get themselves in order once they've suddenly found themselves out on the street, meaning they've been fired. And it's not just good for those people. It's good for, I think, anybody who's out of work trying to get into the workforce, whether it's the first time out of college or whether you've been working for a decade or two and want to change jobs. So, Scott, let's talk in review here for just a moment. What are the first things somebody should do if you are fired? First up is what?
First thing is get your psychological house in order. Make sure you've dealt with the stress of being fired. And that could be as simple as taking a short vacation if you can afford it. If you can't, just visit relatives you haven't visited for a long time.
Now, is that the first step? Because if you can't correct your thinking because you're down on yourself, you're scared, you're anxious about where income is to come from to pay the bills, if you can't get past that, everything else can't be done right.
Exactly, because even if you get a job, you'll sabotage it because you haven't dealt with that stress.
Okay.
So that's very important.
That's the first thing.
Second thing is network. That's telling everybody you know that you're looking for a job. And as I mentioned earlier, develop a 30-second elevator pitch, practice it and repractice it. And in that pitch, you want to list the 2 to 3 fortes you have as well as what you're looking for.
And we had a guest on earlier in this program who was talking about this idea of networking, that it's not just the people you know, that is the names in your Rolodex, but the people they know. And so you're asking, yes, I'm looking for work, but also, do you know anybody I could speak to who could further spread the word that I've got these talents and might be somebody worth hiring?
Exactly, because it's human nature to want to help you out. And it's a numbers game. The more people you ask, the more likely it is that you'll find somebody that might be able to help you out.
Okay, third step.
Third step is once you've got the interview, is you've got to sell yourself in the interview. And that's what we recommend in the real benefit exercise. The essence of the real benefit exercise is 3 steps. We have the acronym COP, C-O-P, to help you remember them. C stands for copying. What you want to do is get a little memo pad like this, and then everywhere you go over the next couple days, you want to copy down all your quantitative accomplishments and skills related to that job, any awards you have, etc. When you can't think of any more things, then you're ready for step 2, which is O for organizing. In this step, you want to take all the information you copied in step 1 and organize it into a useful format. And I recommend rank ordering it from the most important, second most important, down to the least important, and then memorize your top 10 accomplishments. Finally,
the P.
P stands for practice, practice, and more practice. And I recommend practicing with a friend as a practice interviewer and doing so in front of a video camera. And the reason for that is you're your own best judge. When you see what you've done right, when you see what you've done wrong, you can easily correct that. That's the real benefit exercise in the essence.
All right, and if you'd like, our listeners I'm speaking to now, if you'd like more information about this, the website is realbenefitexercise.com. Scott Sargis, thank you for joining us today. Enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for having me.
I think from the volume of quarrels, we probably helped a lot of people. Just got an email from a friend of mine, Paula Kozin. She has been on the show before, and she works in the nonprofit Community Career Center. And they've got job search groups. And here's their website. It's the w's.careervision.org. And this is a free resource you can go to. And they've got a lot of experience with people in helping them find work. They do a lot of outplacement work. She's in Glen Ellen and works for the company called Career Vision. In fact, I think she was on the show last December when we were doing the Running Down Your Dream tour. So Career Vision, her name is Paula Kozin. So why don't we get some more? We gave away all our DVDs. Let's give away 4 more quickly. Again, this is the Real Benefit Exercise DVD that Scott brought in here to the studio, and we'll send them out to you. Let's call the contest line, 312-591-7000. We'll give another 4 away, let's say, to the 5th, 6th, through 9th callers. Call now, 312-591-7000. You're listening to the Voice of Chicago News Talk 720 WGN. The time is 3:30, and it's time for News Update.